The Gemara Masechta Bava Metzia, Daf Tzadik Tes on the Beis, teaches us the following din. Amar Shmuel Hayman de Gozel, Chavitza de Tarmi Mechaveri. Somebody stole from someone else a cake of dates. They used to press dates together, and that was called the Chavitza. Vizba Chamishim Tamri. And there are 50 dates in this cake. If Agav Hadadi, if somebody buys the entire cake, this entire cake, it's sold to him, Mizdabdina bin the Chamishim Nachichada. It's sold to him for 49 prutos. However, if they're sold Chada Chada, if they sold each date individually, Mizdabdina bin Chamishim, then it's sold for 50 prutos. So, what happened when somebody stole this cake of dates? How much must the Gazlan pay? 50 prutas or 49 prutas? Says the Gemara Lahedyet, if the person who was stolen from was a private individual, Mishalm Chamishim Nachichadi, you pay 49. If Hegdish was the one who this was stolen from, Mishalm Chamishim, you have to pay 50 prutas, and on top of that, you have to add Chumshayu a fifth. Says the Gemara Mashen came the Mazik. Were it a Mazik, if somebody was Mazik Hegdish, their halach is you only pay the Karen, Filoi Misham Chumsha. Damar Mar, as the Brisa teaches us, the Pasuk says, Vishki Yochel Kodesh, Bishkogov Yosuch Hamishasolov. So from here we learn only if you eat Kodesh is there an obligation to add a Chaymish, Prat L'mazik, than if you're Mazik. Maskula Rabibi Barabaya asks on this Rabibi Barabaya, Lehedyet, why is the halacha? If somebody steals from a Hedyet, you only have to pay 49. Amay Mishalom Rak Chamishim Nachi Chada, namely, why can't the person who was the victim say, I would have sold one at a time and I would have earned 50 prutas. So why am I only being reimbursed 49 prutas? Answers the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna b'Rei Yeshua, Shaman Beis Sob B'Oisat Sada Tanan. The Mishnah Masechta Bava Kama, Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis, teaches us that if an animal ate produce from a row in a field and it damaged that row, we don't evaluate the value of that row by itself. Rather, we look at a field that is a base saw large, so it obviously has quite a number of rows, and we evaluate how much was the field worth prior to the damage, how much is it worth now after the damage, and that is the amount of that produce, and that is the amount that is paid. So says the Gemara, just like we find that when there's hezek to the field, we take a more lenient approach, here too, the person who stole the chavitza, we take a more lenient approach, and they only have to pay 49, not 50. There's a machloikis Rashi in Tosfos, exactly how this evaluation of the row is done. Rashi says, first, we evaluate how much the field that's a base saw large with produce on it, how much is it worth before this produce was eaten, how much is it worth now after the produce was eaten, and that is the evaluation. However, Rashi says that there's another evaluation that's done first. First, we look at a saw as part of a field that's 60 saw big. So we have two evaluations. First, we look at a saw in a field
that's 60, that's 60 saw big.
How much is each saw worth? And then after we know how much each saw is worth, we do a second evaluation to determine how much this saw goes down in value by the fruit, the produce that was eaten from it. Tosfos disagrees. This is all in Rashi, Devarim Maaskil Shomin, and in Tosfos, Devarim Maaskil Shomin. Because Tosfos says if that's the case, we're actually going to end up having two evaluations. First, we have to look how much a saw, a field the size of a saw, is worth when it's part of a field that's 60 saw large. And then we have to do a second evaluation. And Tosfos says he doesn't know from where Rashi takes that we take do two evaluations. And therefore, Tosfos has a different approach. And Tosfos says we only do one evaluation. How much the saw goes down in value because of the produce that was eaten. So I saw a very interesting machloikis achroinim based on this Gemara. What would be the halacha if somebody broke a window in someone's home? So Rav Chaim Brisker says in the name of the Chofetz Chaim that one can make an argument that you shouldn't have to pay anything. And the reason why one can make that argument, says Rav Chaim Brisker, is because if you think about it, the house did not go down in value. If I'm interested in buying a house, I would not pay more or less because there's one broken window in a large house. And therefore, Rav Chaim Brisker suggests, I wouldn't have to pay anything. The Chazon Ish disagrees. He says, you're right. If you're selling a house and there is a broken window in the house, so it's not going to make that much of a difference in the price of the house. But here, the house is not up for sale. And therefore, what am I looking to... What is the way we look at it? The way we look at it is, what was the loss? And I remain in this house, and I need to live in this house, and I obviously don't want to live in a house with a broken window. It may be connected. This machlokes, interesting machlokes, may be connected to the machlokes of Rashi and Tosfos. How much of a shuma do we make? According to Tosfos, we are looking much more at the damage than according to Rashi. The Paiskim discuss a shaila. Somebody had a pair of earrings. And someone ruined, was mazik, or stole one of those two earrings. The pair of earrings, let's say, is worth $100. However, if you look at the pair of earrings, that's when they're a pair. Each earring by itself is not worth that much. So now the question that comes up is as follows. How much does he have to pay? Does he have to pay if the pair of earrings is worth $100? Each earring is $50. Or do we say that since the cost of replacing the missing earring, you can't get it for less than $70, I have to pay you back $70? Or an argument can perhaps be made that I should only have to pay back $30. Because since I'm only left with one earring, and that one earring that I'm left with is only worth perhaps $30, so that's the value of what I owe. What is the halacha? So the Paiskim, most Paiskim are of the opinion, as we will be discussing, that you have to pay $70 That's the cost it is to replace the earring that was damaged. And the Shoyl HaMeshiv wants to say that our Gemara is a raya to that opinion. Because our Gemara said, Hayman deGozel Chavitza deTamri Mechaveri, Mishalom Chamishim Nochi Chodah. And the Gemara says, Shomer Beis Sobois Sodah. So he says that even though our Gemara is sort of saying that we take a little of a lenient view, that doesn't mean we don't have to pay back what was missing. And therefore, he says that that's the halacha. And that is the opinion of most Paiskim. Up to the degree that I saw there are Paiskim that suggest that let's say somebody stole or damaged one shoe of a pair of shoes. If he'll come to the store, they have absolutely no use. They don't sell one shoe. They have no use for one shoe. And they'll tell you, we don't sell one shoe. We only sell a pair of shoes. The halacha will be that he has to pay the value of a new pair of shoes. The Ravid says, in Perek Zayin, of Hilchus Choyvul Mazik Halacha Zayin. Ein Odom HaMesaz Mazik Meschayim Mishalom Momen. A person that does damage is not obligated to pay. Elam Kenyasa Pula Nezik Beguf Dover HaNezik. Unless he does actual damage to something. So, one maybe could suggest that damage was only done to one shoe. Damage was only done to one earring. So maybe one should only have to pay for the one earring to which damage was stolen. So the Paiskim explain that even though the Ravid and other Rishonim, the Rosh, teach us the damage is always evaluated to where the damage was done, there's another factor that has to be taken into consideration. And that is the replacement of what I lost. The replacement to what I lost. Of course, the Paiskim say, we do also have to take into situation the fact that this wasn't necessarily a new shoe or wasn't a new earring. But since the value of the shoe that's missing, for me to replace it, I have to buy a new pair of shoes, maybe even a used pair of shoes, but I have to buy a pair. I can't just buy one. The halacha will be that I have to pay for the value, the $70, not just the $50 that one earring by itself is probably worth.